Here at Utah Foundation, we are typically focused outwards on the issues we study and the research we publish. But this summer, we're in a leadership transition. Steve Cruz is leaving his position as president of Utah Foundation after 16 years, and Peter Reichardt is coming in as our new president after 15 years as research director of the Bureau of Governmental Research in New Orleans. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bommas. Utah Foundation has been around for 72 years under the guidance of a long line of strong leaders who have made preserving its independence a top priority. That's among the topics Steve Cruz and Peter Reichardt wanted to talk about as they discussed where it's been and where it's going.
I think the most important part about the history of the foundation is its insistence on staying politically neutral. And we don't exist to serve one party or the other. We exist to really investigate the facts and try to understand the situation and help policymakers and voters understand the facts so better decisions are made. And we've pursued that ethos for all these years that I've been here, and I came in here resting on the shoulders of people before me who had done that well. And so that influences us today in a way that compels us to maintain our political neutrality and to be a resource for anyone interested in understanding the situation better.
It's part of the DNA of organizations like this. It's part of the culture of the organizations like this, and it's our absolute responsibility to maintain that independence.
I mean, sometimes don't you have problems getting people to recognize facts, you know, even if they come up and bite you? That facts are not the easiest things to trot out there and present because they require a little work.
That's why skillful communication and persistence are so important. So we've got to get our message out there, get the facts out there, and be persistent about it.
It's disturbing in today's political environment that people are starting to claim that maybe there isn't such a thing as a fact, and that everything that people call facts is really an opinion designed to serve some sort of political purpose. And I think Utahns are still willing to believe that there are facts, and an organization like ours is dedicated to discussing them and helping people to understand them. But we recognize the challenge today politically that they're, you know, in this whole fake news phenomenon kind of thing, it's being used by both sides politically, really. We have to cut through that and help people understand that. I think at the core of it, it's helping people understand our motives, because people call things fake news when they are suspicious about the motives of the news bearer. And so it's important to us to help people clearly understand that our motive is about just promoting a better quality of life and a better economy, and it is not to promote some slanted political agenda. But we're going to have to fight that for some time to help people understand that this isn't fake news. These aren't twisted facts. These are just facts.
How do you fight that?
Well, you don't fight it. I think you just keep doing what you're doing. That's the joy of this work in a lot of ways, is cutting through false perceptions to get to the truth of a matter and presenting it to the public. So as people in this field, we thrive on those opportunities. And I think that as these challenges that Steve is talking about come up, our mission becomes all the more important. Our organization becomes all the more important to the community and to the state.
Utah Foundation depends on voluntary support from chiefly the business community, but also higher education, philanthropic foundations, local government, individuals, some, and others. Is that the hardest part of the job, is keeping the place funded?
It is one of the hard parts of the job. But overall, this is a fun job. I mean, I've said it before, this is the best job I've had in my life. And I've kind of kept jobs for a long time, so maybe this is only my second real career job, but but it's It's a great job, but you do have to work hard to generate funding. But, you know, how those funding streams affect our work.
Well, that funding is critical not only to Utah Foundation's functioning, but also to its independence, because the funding base is so broad, that is an advantage.
Yeah. When you believe in the work that we do, it becomes a lot easier. You have much more enthusiasm for the fundraising aspect of it because you realize that it's important to sustaining the organization. And so it may be difficult at times, but it's something that is, I think, fueled by that enthusiasm.
Utah Foundation has a pretty broad and diverse board. How important are they to that fundraising effort?
They're crucial. Our board members are generally our largest funders. And when I say largest, you know, we have 66 board members right now. And so it's a pretty broad spectrum of organizations and people who invest in what we do. But what I love about it is that diversity of interests on the board and the diversity of funders in the foundation is what helps us stay balanced. For example, when we do research on air quality, someone could look at our membership and say, okay, you've got some polluters that are part of your membership. You've got power company and you've got a mining company and you've got a oil refinery and things like that. But we also have almost all of the hospitals and health insurers in this state involved in funding us. We've got other organizations that care deeply about the air quality and how it affects their ability to recruit employees to come here. And so we've got interests on all sides of that issue. And so we're not going to lean toward one side or the other to try to satisfy the funders, because we've got funders on all sides. And that's one of the great things that allows us to just seek out the facts and deal with the issues as they are and not have to try to pull the information one way or the other to fit some sort of predetermined agenda.
And what's impressive to me, too, about the board is the geographic reach, that you've really got all corners of the state covered. But you've also got a wonderful brain trust there, just a strong group of people there that are deep into the issues of the state, and so you're able to draw from that when necessary.
Are there questions out there that get you excited, things that you'd really like to know the answer to, and that Utah Foundation's in a position to study?
I think the challenges that are in front of this state are the topics that we're going to cover, and whether it be transportation issues, growth issues, preserving the quality of life and the quality of the environment, ensuring that we continue to have a strong workforce and a healthy economic development, and to keep some of those things need to be kept in balance too, and so those topics are the things that matter to the state, or the things that are going to matter to the organization.
Because Peter mentioned balance, and it's so important, because we often hear economic development officials talk about how we don't want to kill the goose that lays the golden egg, meaning in their mind that, you know, we don't want to raise taxes so much that we kill the competitiveness that is making us grow. But we also don't want to kill the quality of life that's making us grow, right? And so we have to balance the need for additional jobs and expansion of industry with preserving environmental quality, access to nature, because one of the great gems about living on the Wasatch Front, really anywhere in this state, is the availability of getting out into nature within 10 or 15 minutes and going camping or hiking or fishing and all those great things that we can do here. And so it's going to be a tremendous challenge for Utah in the future to keep balancing the needs of industrial growth, job growth, and making sure that quality of life stays intact and is enhanced wherever we can enhance it. So I see that as a really important future challenge in this state.
Having arrived in Utah just a few days ago, what's been the thing that surprised you the most and opened your eyes about this job?
Well, I can't say there have been too many surprises. Steve prepared me pretty well. I have been spending my free time in those beautiful nature trails that Steve was referring to, and the quality of life is excellent, and that's something that certainly needs to be preserved. But I was familiar with this organization already, and so it's every bit as strong as I knew it would be. And I've been asked a few times, do you have culture shock coming from New Orleans? And I can't say that I do. How do you have culture shock when you come to a place that is also filled with friendly people, who incidentally are a bit more polite here? So it's been a very welcoming atmosphere, and I'm kind of a gregarious person, so I've had the opportunity to talk to all kinds of people, from cashiers to waitresses to CEOs and people in government, and I have been impressed by the congeniality and just that feeling of being very welcomed. I really appreciate it.
You discovered that a Utah scone is just a big beignet.
With less sugar, probably.
Yeah, but it's much bigger. When I was confronted with my first Utah scone, I have to admit I couldn't finish it. So.
The honey butter is pretty awesome, too.
Steve Cruz is the outgoing president of Utah Foundation. Peter Reichardt is coming in now to guide the organization, coming to Utah from New Orleans. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.